37.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. And if we can help you to prepare for the arrival of spring, the phone number to call is 855-660-4261. Give us a call right now. Tom will pick up and get you set up, and that way we can put you ahead of the season. It's always good to be ahead of the season so that we're one step ahead of Mother Nature. This year is a total different environment than last season. Last season we had little snow, very little cold, and we had an early start to the season. This year we've had snow on a regular basis. Not a lot, but we've had snow. More coming in on Monday and Tuesday and possibly Wednesday, but not a big accumulation for the Northeast, and the weather has been cold. So the snow cover that some of you have has helped to protect your perennials, has helped to protect your roses, your ground covers, and your lawn. But it's been cold. So if you have broad leaf evergreens, things like holly, mountain laurel, azaleas, especially azaleas, because when it gets really cold like this and you get some wind, you have a tendency to lose some of the flower buds. They just dry out. Rhododendrons could have some damage, again, depending on the wind and the wind chill. And what I would suggest that you do is, you know, stay aware of it. And if we can get some temperatures in the 40s, especially newly planted evergreen shrubs, broadleaf are the ones that seem to have the biggest problem. And reapply an anti-desiccant like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. But you need to have temperatures around 40. Temperatures near or close to freezing, the product doesn't have a chance to penetrate into the foliage, blocking the holes where the moisture escapes the respiration of the plant. And then the end result is you end up with a plant that the pores are open, you get some wind, the moisture is pulled out of the plant, the ground is frozen, and the root cannot replace the missing moisture, and then you start to lose foliage. Foliage will begin to have brown edges. Flower buds, like azaleas, tend to dry out, even forsythia. If it's in a really exposed area, with good sun, some wind, the flower buds tend to slowly dry out. So if we can get a day with temperatures 40 degrees or better, and you have some wilt proof or wilt stop out, mix them in your pump can, and then walk around your property, and any of the broadleaf evergreen, boxwood, ilex, holly, skimmia, rhododendrons, azaleas, mountain laurel, and many others, give them an application of this anti-desiccant to plug up the holes, and especially underneath the foliage. That's where there are more pore holes where moisture is more likely to escape. So try and get it on the underside of the plant. But remember, it's got to be 40 or higher, and that doesn't look like it's going to happen until the end of the week. Now, the other thing that needs to be sprayed, rose bushes. Give them a good application of an anti-desiccant spray to seal up the branches or the canes, and that will prevent moisture loss. And if you've got some newly planted roses, the type of weather we're receiving for the whole Northeast and beyond, even in the South, the weather's been really cold. They've had ice. They've had snow. Get the roses sprayed also with the anti-desiccant. It does make a big difference in protecting that plant when the wind blows. And the damage is not caused at night. It's caused during the day. So what happens is, like right now, the temperature at my house in Kennebunk is 10. Well, the sun will come up. It will warm that plant to probably around 20, maybe 25, or warmer. The pores will begin to open up because they close when it gets cold, and moisture will escape. So if you've got some new roses, cover them. And if you can come up 12 to 18 inches, and I just use plain pine bark mulch, and you can buy that at your local nursery or garden center, and cover as much of the plant as possible. Whatever sticks out, use an anti-desiccant spray, and that will help to seal what's above the ground. If you have a bed of newly planted perennials, it can also be covered with a thin layer, even like an inch, right on top of the bed at this point, if you can get to the bed. If it's snow covered, you're fine. But if your perennial beds are open to the weather and there's not a lot of mulch on it, again, buy a few bags, spread a thin layer in areas where you know you have some more tender perennials, and it creates a barrier so that when the sun comes out, it hits the soil and begins to warm it. Well, the mulch is what will actually thaw soil, and where the roots are, deep in the soil, stay frozen. And this elimination of freezing and thawing is eliminated so that the roots are not stretching at night as the ground expands and then relaxing as the soil warms up. So if you can create a barrier to stabilize the soil, you will see a big difference in the quality of the plants outside. And then newly planted trees, a good spray will go a long way. I'm not talking 2 and 3 year old trees, something that was put in this year. Dogwood, flowering crab, flowering pear, flowering cherry, and even some of your shade trees. An application of an anti-desiccant spray like Wiltproof will stop will seal the buds so that they're less likely to dehydrate. And then you end up with branches that die back during the winter months. So it's a crazy season. It's a little bit more normal than what we had last year. Our plants are adapting to it. But just be aware that the broadleaf evergreens are more likely to have a problem. The needle evergreens, like juniper, pine, cypress, hemlock, these plants, less surface area, less of an area to lose moisture during the cold, windy weather. And they seem to be a lot stronger. So be aware of it. Check your yard. Walk it over. And believe me, you'll have a lot less damage in the days to come. And again, if we can help you, 855-660-4261. Give us a call.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Hi, this is Paul Largate of Largate Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a 7-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness and Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largate Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Club. It is Sunday morning. We are getting closer and closer to spring, even getting closer to Valentine's Day. So start thinking about the possibility of ordering flowers or a nice potted plant, chocolate, jewelry, something for your better half. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are we ready to do a little gardening?
You betcha.
Who do we have up first this hour?
First up, we've got Tom from New Hampshire with a question about grow boxes.
Hey, Tom. Good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
Wonderful.
Great, great. It's cold over there.
It's cold. 10 degrees.
Say, why I call is because we have 40 by 10 decks, two of them, and so 400, about 400 square feet, both decks, and we'd like to put grow boxes out there, and we were wondering, we did some research, and we saw the grow box. Are you familiar with that one?
The one that I use at my house is called an earth box.
Uh-huh.
And I like it because it's on wheels.
Uh-huh.
So that if you have a patio and you have a function, you have a cookout, you can wheel them out of the way.
Uh-huh.
Also, the earth box comes, and you can buy it separate, a trellis.
Uh-huh.
So that if you want to grow, like, cucumbers, you can train the cucumbers up the trellis, and then in the front of the earth box, you can plant something like maybe a couple of pepper plants or some lettuce or something like that. It has a nice reserve, but the feature that I like the best is the ability to move it out of the way if you're having a function. And the other thing, too, is if your deck doesn't get full sun as the sun moves in your home, you can move it and keep it in the sun. So one that's stationary, basically sits there, one on wheels, can be moved to get the sun all day long, and it's a convenience to be moved in the effect of a party or cookout or something like that. You can push them all together. They take up less room. Everybody has a good time. When they leave, you move it back. And I'm sure both of them have a reserve to hold water and fertilizer. But this is the original. It has a lot of added features. It comes with a kit to prepare your soil, to feed it for the year and to make sure that it's not going to be acid-based. Compare the price, compare the features, and take it from there. I'm sure it's something that's comparable, but as I said, I've used the EarthBox. It stays outside during the winter, and mine is 7 years old and looks really well. It hasn't cracked, and I'm very, very happy with it. So I'll leave it up to you, but do your research and see what the two have to offer as far as features that could help you.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Paul. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. You'll love container gardening this way because it holds water, because it's above the ground, it will warm up faster, so that you'll get a crop faster. And one of the earth boxes that I have, I plant cucumbers in it, a little pickling cutes. I like the little pickling cutes better than the long ones. Less seeds, less burping. But 2 years ago, in that one earth box, I planted a half a dozen seeds. I cut it back down to four, and I harvested from when they first began in mid to late June until frost, 87 pickling cutes that were able to stick.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll help you with your garden. Lots to do this time of the year. And a few things that you could do that would really help you a great deal if the weather gets nice. You know, we've talked a little bit in the first portion of the program about using an anti-desiccant spray. The other thing that could help you a great deal, doesn't have to be done right now, but in the next month, if you have fruit trees, flowering crabs, and roses, a good spray, and if you've got a pump can, a pressure can that holds a gallon or two of mixture, an application of a dormant oil called All Season Oil, and a good fungicide like a copper or sulfur. And we'll be talking about that more during the program. But if you can get a 40-degree day and you have fruit trees, flowering trees, especially crabs that tend to get least spot, and your rose bushes, spray them with this combination. Follow the recommendation for both products. And, yes, you can combine both in the same tank. spray the branches. And the reason is, your insects in the fall, when they could feel that the season was changing, it triggers reproductive hormones in the insect, and the insects begin to lay eggs in the cracks and crevices of your trees, in the branches, in between the bark, in the crotches, for this coming spring. A copper or a sulfur spray will do the same thing for diseases. And you can combine the two, spray them directly on the plant, and it will help to eliminate a high percentage of potential problems. And believe me, if you can nip it in the bud right now, it does make a big difference in the amount of additional spraying that you will do. Because if you can kill the first generation with oil and sulfur or copper, they're unable to reproduce. Once they begin to reproduce, they multiply very, very quickly. So, again, 40-degree day, get out there, hit your apple trees, check them out also, and especially fruit trees, and especially new ones in the last 3 years, look at the trunk and the base of the plant for the possibility of rodents like mice, rabbits, coming in and chewing around the base of the plant, stripping the bark off. Deer coming in and eating the buds or the tips of the branches. And that's a signal that, you know, it's cold. You've got snow cover. These animals are hungry. And they're going to come in on your property. And they're going to start to nibble. And if you see signs of this happening, then apply a preventative on the plant to stop them from destroying your tree. And you have a company like ShakeAway that has little packets that you can tie on the tree. Looks like a tea bag. And that packet will create a scent and an unpleasant odor. Plus, in the packet are animal urines, a predator urine from coyotes and wolf. They smell it. And it tells them that, oh, I smell a predator. And they're less likely to come back into your yard with the fear that that animal is there waiting for them. So, you know, there's not a lot of yard work to do, but there are things that need to be done. And I'm just trying to give you a list of what you should look for on the outside garden. The ground is frozen for a lot of us. And that will prevent problems with moles and voles tunneling in your lawn. For those of you that the ground isn't frozen, then be aware of the possibility of these mounds of soil that will appear here and there, raised tunnels zigzagging in your lawn, and that is a mole or a vole. The mole is eating earthworms, and he's eating the grubs in your lawn. But in the meantime, they're digging and destroying the root system of the grass. Now, a vole, which is a cousin, with a V, think of vegetarian. And the vole will be in your perennial beds, and he'll be eating a massive root system like hosta. we have a thick, thick root system, almost like a bulb. But the root system itself, the roots are the size of your little finger. They'll also eat bleeding heart. They'll eat your lilies that are in the garden. Daylilies and iris, just to name a few. So if you're seeing open ground, you're seeing some movement with the soil, either with mounds or raised tunnels that zigzag in the perennial bed, then they are active. And you need to put down a mole or a vole treatment. Put it down. The rains that will come in the next few days will wash it in, and it will drive them away from those planting beds, and your perennials will do okay. If you don't, they'll eat the roots, and in the spring, the plant will begin to leaf out, quickly fall apart, and now you have a lot of dead perennials in your garden. So just be aware of it, okay? The other thing is, in the weeks to come, and it should be done during February, I want you to take all of your equipment, power equipment, and I want you to start thinking about starting them. Change the oil in your machine. It probably hasn't been done in a year or two, so drain it. Put fresh oil. Change the spark plug. Check out your belt. Start it. Put fresh gas in it. And see what happens. If it's running rough, if you can't start it, take it down and have it serviced during the month of February, because March could come early. It could begin the season like it did last year. And at this time of the year, these power equipment companies are not that busy. We haven't had a lot of snow for most of us. So snow blowers and that type of equipment is not being serviced. So now is a good time to have your mowers serviced, check out your rototiller or any type of power equipment, and get them prepared for the arrival. Just one thing less that you'll have to worry about in the days to come. It's cleaned, it's serviced, it's prepared, you're ready to go, and when the season starts, out you go, and you're beginning to work around the yard with great success. A lot of us wait until April. We go in the garage, we try and start it, it won't catch. We bring it down to the service yard, and the man's got 25 in the driveway, his building's full, and it's going to be 2 weeks, and in 2 weeks, the grass can grow like crazy. Now you need a herd of dairy cattle to come in and take care of your front lawn. So do that, and then look at your other equipment, and did you have time to service it this fall? Did you take your fertilizer spreader? Did you clean it? Did you spray it down in the base where the wheel turns to agitate the fertilizer? Did you put down some WD-40 to help to prevent rusting, to keep the holes from getting bigger? See, that fertilizer spreader is designed to set a specific rate of fertilizer according to the number on the bag. But if you've got a fertilizer spreader that's 5 years or more, and you've been putting fertilizer, you've been putting lime, either the lime pellets or the lime powder, it's heavy, it's hard, and it scratches the holes as it falls, exposing exposing the metal. The metal gets wet, it corrodes, it flakes, the hole becomes larger. So now what happens is, if you're accustomed to buying a bag of Turf Builder or some type of lawn food that will treat, let's say, 10,000 square feet or 15,000 square feet, because each of the holes in the bottom of your spreader are larger, more fertilizer will fall. And more fertilizer won't hurt the lawn, but the problem is you'll get to the end of it and you'll be short. So you put down the same amount, but you didn't cover the same area. So it's important. Flip it over, take a wire brush, scrape any rust that's there, clean it up, and then get a metal paint like Rust-Oleum and spray all of the bottom of your spreader where you have removed the old paint, exposed the metal, removed the rust. Rust-Oleum will seal it, create a new barrier, and stop or at least slow down the rusting and the breakdown of the metal, which will make the hole bigger. So let's get it clean. Let's get it ready. And if we can help you, don't be shy. 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We're here to answer all your gardening questions.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Perrin God Club. 10 degrees outside of my house today. Not a day to go work out in the yard, but things will improve. By the end of the week, it's going to get up into the 40s. Going to have a little rain, some snow in between. Could be a real mess, but, you know, maybe what you could do today is get outside, and if you have any forsythia in your yard, cut some branches, 18 to 24 inches long, even longer. Cut a dozen branches, bring them in the house, put them in a tall vase of water, and in 2 weeks, that forsythia will be in bloom on your dining room table. Kind of a flower show, and you did it yourself. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Susan from New Hampshire with a question about blueberries.
Good morning, Susan. How can we help you out today?
Good morning. I'm so excited about hearing about the forsythia. I'm going to do that today. I have a question about blueberry bushes.
Yes.
I wanted to put some in, but I don't understand how to do it. Like, I think, is there a male and a female? And when's the earliest that I could plant them?
Okay. Well, you could plant them during April. You know, wait till the frost is out of the ground. And your garden soil is not muddy.
Right.
So that you can work the soil. And what you want to try and do is to get 2 to 3 different varieties. And the reason you want to do that is you want an early, a mid-season, and a late. Otherwise, they'll all come at the same time, and you can only eat so many of them. So if you get an early, a mid-season, and a late, then you'll have them coming at 3 different times of the year, and you can enjoy it without feeling that, God, I can't eat any more of these blueberries. Or if you get them 3 of the same, then you can freeze them, and blueberries freeze real, real easy. What I've done in the past is behind my house, we have wild Maine blueberries. And I will go with a blueberry rake because they grow flush to the ground. Rake them up, bring them in the house, clean them, put them in a cookie sheet in the freezer for an hour. They freeze solid, and then they roll them into Tupperware or Ziploc bags. They will eat them all winter long, and they're absolutely wonderful. But choose a location with lots of sun.
Okay.
When you dig your hole, add some compost. So the better you prepare the soil, the better they're going to grow for you. Now, blueberries are very, very unique out of all the plants that you have. This is a plant that prefers, and it will pay off if you have acid soil. So put your compost in, add some manure if you want, in a location that's going to get sun all day.
Okay.
And get the proper spacing. When you buy the plants, it will tell you how large they're going to get. Some will only grow 3 feet tall. Some will get 6 or 7 feet. So depending on the plants that you buy, you'll have to space them either a little further apart or closer. And then you're going to fertilize them with a product called aluminum sulfate. And it will say on the bag, soil acidifier. And unlike all plants, blueberries prefer an acid soil. And then once you scratch that in, put down an inch or two of just regular, inexpensive pine bark mulch. If you have a lot of pine trees on your property, then rake up the pine needles and make a 2 to 3 inch layer of pine needles or pine bark mulch. And the reason for that is to keep the weeds out and to help hold the moisture in your soil, because you've got this protective barrier, okay? And then the other thing that I really like when I'm putting in a new shrub is a product called Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. And Thrive has a mycorrhizae, and that will double.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.